show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. Because you are extraordinary! And now, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello there, and welcome to Growing Oak. I am Catherine Lang, Hope Smith extraordinaire, and according to my husband, the face of encouragement. You know, sometimes I think he's doing that ironically. But the truth is, I am a natural born encourager. I am always looking for a way to encourage others, and in doing so myself, but encouraging others to find their uniqueness and live their uniqueness, because I believe, I know that you are designed on purpose and for a purpose, and that purpose is now, right now. We just have to uncover what it is we're uniquely designed to do and then begin doing it. And for me, that begins with hope. Hope, even just a little bitty bit of hope. When you have hope, everything becomes possible. But in order to have the hope you need, you have to be invested in it. Hope doesn't just happen. Hope doesn't just show up. Hope is invested in. It's like anything else that we value in our lives. We have to be invested in it in order to have it, in order to grow it, in order to be able to tap into the strength that comes from hope. So that's what we're doing this week. We're investing in hope, and it's part of our Power Up Hope series. So yesterday, our focus was on speaking into believing. Because, you know, words have power. Words are an important thing. So we need to speak hope in order to get to a place of believing. But today we're focused on beyond the want to. Now, I mentioned yesterday, I did not have a whole lot of want to on Sunday. I mean, I had zero want to. I did not want to get out of bed. I did not want to open my eyes. I did not want to go to church. I did not want to do anything. But then I started doing stuff. I faked it until I made it. And then hope shows up. And fake is such a bad word. I think of it more as putting on the costume. Not a mask, because it is not something that's not really inherently true about us, but it is, until we get to where we want to be, we are believing in that want to be. And that's how you get past the want to's. And really, they're not want to's, they're don't want to's. When your will won't, then you have to push past that in some way. And for some, it is about faking it until you make it, or speaking it until it is, or putting on the outfit that you want to be, not the outfit that you are. Because we can be anything that we want to be. And you are uniquely designed to be so much more than you are right now. So we are going to get beyond the don't want to's into the possibilities and live out our hope. So the first thing is that you have to hope when you're tired. You have to hope when you're angry. You have to hope when you're frustrated. You have to hope when you're stuck. And you have to hope when you don't want to. We have been in a place of transition the last 2.5 years. And we have no control over that transition. All we can do is what we can do. When we first came into the transition moment, we both agreed, my husband and myself, that we would do nothing out of fear. That is a very bold declaration. And it was not, we didn't put any whole lot of thought into it. We just said, we're not going to do anything out of fear. Well, yeah, right? Until you face those situations that create fear or apprehension or worry. And then it's a whole lot harder not to act out of fear. but we have tried to be supportive and encouraging to each other. And in doing so, we keep that hope going. And the more we hold on to the hope, the easier it is to follow through on that declaration of not doing anything out of fear. But you don't always want to. Sometimes you want to do opposite of what you know you need to do. Confession time. I am not in my healthiest place right now. I haven't been in my healthiest place in decades. And it started with having children. Well, I can't really blame it on the kids, although I would love to. But the truth is, I made really bad choices. And every time I made a really bad choice, I made another bad choice on top of that. So I'm in a place that is not comfortable to me. But the only way to get out of that place is to choose different. But I don't want to. I mean, I want to be to the other side, but I don't want to make the choices that I know are required to get there. This is where hope can either be a reality that pushes me into it, or it can be the wishful thinking. It's not really hope. I hope someday I will be healthy. No. Hope is the affirmation of the promise. I can be healthy when. That's what hope is. Wishing is hoping or expecting that fairy godmother to show up and sprinkle you with fairy dust, right? Or believing that the brownies and good elves are going to show up and wash those dishes that were in the sink last night. Guess what? They didn't. But I can choose to be healthier one day at a time. And I made that choice yesterday. I said, okay, enough's enough. I've made all the excuses I can make. Here's my reality. Here's why I'm here. Here's the reason I make these choices. Now let's do different. Now I can move forward in hope. I can see that the promise is there and I can lean into it. It doesn't matter where I am right now. Hope allows me to see that the promise can be my reality. But man, oh man, doesn't mean I want to. It's just that I know to, and hope is helping me get there. But I have to hope even when I'm tired. And over the last 2.5 years, it's been very easy to get tired. When you're listening to the same old, same old, same old, and you still can't do anything about it, it's exhausting. If you've ever been around somebody that complains about the same thing in their lives every single time you're near them, you understand what I'm talking about. It drains you. You can only imagine what it's doing to them because it exhausts you just listening to them complain. It tires us out. If you're tired of where you are, just like I am tired of being in the unhealthy place that I am, so if you're tired of where you are, hope, even in that tired place, and that hope will allow you to make the choices that you need to get to where you want to go. But you have to have hope that's going to allow you to move through that tired place. Because you're going to get tired. You're going to get tired. It is a journey. It is a journey. And that means you're going to have to keep taking steps. And taking steps can exhaust us, tire us out, wear us out. But hope helps us keep going. So hope, even when you're tired. That's how you get beyond those don't want tos. The second thing is that you have to hope when you're angry. I don't get angry a lot. It is just not one of my default places. Usually the only time I get angry is when someone attacks someone close to me or the underdog. And then I tend to get upset. Maybe say things I shouldn't have. So I'm in this situation that I have no control over, and I am being addressed in a way that makes me angry. And so I say some things that are not appropriate. And I'm pulled off to the side, and I've been explained that they are not the enemy. So right now is the time, the annual reading of the Hunger Games for me. I read this book, or the series of books, fairly often. So I'm reading the annual reading of the Hunger Games, and I have been told that that person is not my enemy. And it reminded me of when Finnick is addressing Katniss, and actually it was Haymitch that first said it. He told her to remember in the games who the real enemy was. And for me, that's what I had to do. And that's what hope allows me to do. Hope allows me to see beyond the circumstances and get past the anger. Doesn't mean I'm not still angry, but I'm able to make better decisions because I'm not reacting in the anger, but acting through the hope. The third thing is that we have to hope even when we're frustrated. I think this is one of my rougher things. I have come to understand that frustration is one of my leading causes of stress, and that stress is a really good excuse not to eat the way I know to. And, you know, sometimes we just need that excuse, right? No. So I have to be conscious of when I start getting frustrated, instead of focusing on what's frustrating me, I have to go to my happy place where I can connect with my hope. Sometimes my happy place is music. I have noise-canceling headphones so that I can block out the rest of the people in the house. And sometimes it is laughter with friends. Love hanging out with friends and laughing. And sometimes it is just still and quiet. And I find my hope there. So when we are frustrated, we have to find ways to connect to our hope, because it's hope that's going to get us past and through the frustration, or at least allow us to act in a way that doesn't show the frustration. The fourth thing is to hope when you are stuck. Many years ago, I was driving from point A to point B. I was driving from Mobile to Jacksonville, Florida. And the car started smoking. And I don't mean like cigarettes. So I pulled off, just happened to have a mechanic shop right there where I exited, you know, because it was, coincidence, right? So I pulled in and he explained to me that there were holes in the radiator. The radiator had been shot full of holes somehow. And the car was not going to drive. Because apparently you can't drive a car without a radiator. I was stuck. Now, I could have panicked, right? I could have panicked. I was, 19, 20 at the time. It'd been real easy for me to panic. I could have been scared. I mean, there were a lot of ways I could have felt, but I was reading Success Through a Positive Mental Attitude at the time. So instead, what I did was found that I could lay on the car, on the back of the car, and get sun as I waited for the mechanic to figure out how he could fix my situation, at least enough for me to get to where I needed to go. I was stuck, but I still had hope in my stuck. Another example, another car situation. When I turned 16, my parents got me a Chevy Chevette. And man, I wore that car out. I wore that car out so much, it just quit. I mean, it literally just one day in the driveway, all the tires went flat. I think the engine fell out. It's like, I'm done. I quit. But it had broken down so many times that I told my mom, I will not walk to a payphone again, because I didn't have a cell phone. Will not walk to a payphone again. If I'm not home by curfew, either come look for me or call the police, because I'm sitting on the side of the road with a broken car. sure enough, a couple of weeks later, I'm coming home, and the engine, we're coming down the hill, the engine rolls down the hill without us. Not lying. Part of the engine fell out, rode down the road without us. And I would not get out and walk to a payphone. My girlfriends were like, but we're stuck. I was like, that's okay. I know, I have hope, that when I do not arrive when I'm supposed to, my mom will send help. So even in the stuck moments, when we have that bit of hope, and it doesn't have to be specific to your situation, it can be adjacent to your situation. The key is to find that hope, latch onto that hope, and that hope will help you through the stuck moments. And finally, you have to hope even when you don't want to hope. Because when things get really, really bad, when multiple negatives, multiple circumstances pile up on you at once, it can be, you can want to not hope, to just accept defeat and quit. You can do that. That's not what you're called to do. When things are really, really bad, sometimes it's the only thing you can do. And you crawl into your hole and you wrap yourself in the darkness and you quit. But the more you've invested in hope, the more you can feel it. Even if you don't open your eyes to look, you can feel it there. Just a little bit of hope. Just that little bit. And when you sense that little bit of hope, if you just reach out and touch it, if you just latch on a little bit, then even when you don't want to, hope is there. And even when you don't want to, hope will slowly help you get to where you can. The reason we invest in hope is because it's not always hopeful situations. The situations that we encounter are all not always laughter. They're not always rainbows and lollipops. But hope, hope is that life jacket, that life vest, that flotation device that gets us through the stormy waters. It is recognizing that that's a storm, but wow, look how the wind is sending the fall leaves dancing through the sky. It is the ability to see past the circumstances and begin to live the possibilities. It is so important to invest in hope because hope makes the way. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope as we are setting a stage to live our possibilities, as we are creating that investment in hope that's going to help us move past the circumstances. There are some negative circumstances in our lives right now, but hope says we'll get through. Not only that we'll get through, but that we'll excel in the journey. Connect with me over at Facebook. I am Catherine Lang, and on Facebook, I am The Catherine C. Lang. Over on Twitter, I am Catherine C. Lang. Join me tomorrow for the Growing Hope Twitter chat on Twitter. All you have to do is follow the hashtag Growing Hope, 12 p.m. Central. You are designed on purpose and for a purpose. Get hope and make that your reality. Until next time, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories and possibilities.
nurtured, will grow up into a world of possibilities.